You're listening to On the Edge, a production of Cleaver Magazine. We are proud to present Yusuf Helmi reading their piece, More.
More. I live in the middle of a really small pool, in the middle of a really big room, below a really circular hole in the really high ceiling. When the sun shines through the hole, the animals come and watch. When the moon shines, they go away. I don't know where they come from, but every morning when I wake up, they're there. I'm not sure if they're the same ones every day. They're animals. They all look the same to me. Every day the animals crowd around the edge to watch me. They never touch the water. Some are dogs, a few are geese. I sometimes see a giraffe's tall neck protruding from the crowd, and my favorites are the turtles riding on the heads of gophers. I see elephants, a moose, and they're always cats. Some are fat, some are skinny. Every morning they bring me food to eat, and every night they bring me a new mattress to sleep on. When the sun shines, they bring different things and watch to see what I do. One day, they brought me 3 balls, and I taught myself to juggle. Some leaned in closer to watch, some left and were replaced by others, and some clapped. The crocodiles always clap for me. Another time, they brought me a girl. They just threw her in the water. I didn't know what to do with her, so I stared. After a few hours, I asked her her name. Amy, she said. I asked her where she was from. She shrugged her shoulders. I asked her if she had her own pool like I did. No, she said. I asked if she liked my pool. She shrugged her shoulders. The crocodiles clapped every time one of us finished a sentence. Amy wasn't as good at treading water as I was because an hour later she drowned. The crocodiles clapped and some geese honked. Today the animals brought me a kayak. A hippopotamus put it in the water and I climbed in. A bear handed me a paddle and a gopher threw me a life vest. For some time I sat in the boat. I started rowing one way, but 2 rows in I hit the edge of the pool. I looked up at the animals and saw the crocodiles clapping. I looked into their eyes. More, they seemed to say. I rowed the other way until I hit the other end. More clapping. I looked into their eyes again. More. I rowed and hit the other end again. More. I rowed again. More. The sun was starting to dip when a walrus threw a gun into the kayak. I picked it up and looked at them. They looked back at me. I set it down and started rowing. I heard some growls from the animals, so I looked into their eyes. No, they seemed to say. I rowed the other way until I hit the end. No. I rowed again. No. It was getting dark. I could see the moon reflected in my pool, and most of the animals were gone. They hadn't brought me a new mattress. There were a few still lingering, a toucan, 2 leopards, a few anteaters, and a crocodile. After some grunts, caws, and growls, all but one left. The crocodile remained. I picked up the gun and looked at the crocodile. The moon was shining. He wasn't supposed to be watching. For a while longer, I fingered the gun before closing my eyes. I put the gun in my mouth, and I heard the crocodile clap. Who would the animals watch tomorrow?
For more virtual poetry readings, you can visit cleavermagazine.com or soundcloud.com/on_the_edge. Thank you for listening.